My wife works, one of the ladies, one of the people, not just ladies, working under the direction of Mrs. Sheila Henderson, producing, checking the transcripts for the website, to post on the website, as part of the process to preserve the spiritual legacy that God gave us through the ministry of Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong. Recently, she was working on a World Tomorrow transcript dated the 3rd of June, 1979, entitled Christ's Flesh. I think I need to point out that for many years, we never heard World Tomorrows, and I always thought, well, that's for the general public. I know we were told, Mr. Armstrong very emphatically told us that we should be listening to them, but I always thought, well, just for the general public, we get the good news, and I missed an awful lot of material. This particular transcript that my wife was working on, entitled Christ's Flesh, Mr. Armstrong quoted from John chapter 6, starting at verse 48, I am the bread of life. This is almost halfway through the transcript when you get to have sight of it. Mr. Armstrong continued, He is the Word, the Logos, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He spoke the Word with His mouth, but also His Word was recorded in writing, and the Bible is the Word, recorded in writing, and so the Bible is the written Word of God, written down on paper, and that is the food, the bread, that we are to eat spiritually. And man, Jesus said, shall not live by just physical bread, but by every word of God. By every word of God. And later in the transcript, Mr. Armstrong continued, this is the bread which came down from heaven, verse 50, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Christ is speaking of himself, and he is the word of God. That word is profitable to correct us and reprove us. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. Later, Mr. Armstrong continued in this transcript, Now, if any man eat this bread, which is the word, Jesus Christ himself, but not eating the flesh, the body that was Jesus, that isn't what he means. It's his character. His word. He is the word of God. If you remember Mr. Armstrong when talking about the way doctrines are placed in the church, he referred to Paul's writing where... In Galatians 1, 11 and 12, verses 11 and 12. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men, for I neither received it of man, neither was it taught me, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And of course, Mr. Armstrong said this is how he came into the knowledge of the truth that we have the doctrines in the church from. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Passover to take away our sins. The Passover is taken every year. We observe this solemn memorial with the bread and wine, which Christ instituted with his disciples, who were being prepared to be his apostles, the evening before his arrest, trial, torture, and execution, which Mr. Pippi's sermon so graphically covered that we reheard last week. Prior to his death on the stake, the word of God, the bread of heaven, was savagely flogged. His body flayed until he was unrecognizable. Not that wimpish, long-eared character stuck to a pole, who has a slight trickle of blood down his face, a little scratch in his side. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, did not look like that during his trial and death. He was totally mutilated beyond recognition. This was so not only can our spiritual sins be expunged by his death, but by his wounds we are healed of physical diseases or sicknesses. How many ministers and former brethren in other fellowships that we've been associated with in the past now sneer at that? They no longer believe God is capable of healing. In Luke 22, verse 19, we're told he, Christ, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." This annual memorial on the eve of the 14th of Nisan, or the early evening at the start of the 14th Nisan, in the spring of the year, we observe every year, not every day, not every week, not every month, not every quarter. This is an annual memorial when we soberly remember our calling, repentance, forgiveness, baptism, gift of the Holy Spirit, all made possible by the sacrifice of our Creator, this Word of God, the bread of life, who came in the flesh as the firstborn of many brethren. We take in the written Word of God. We believe, we digest it. This is the spiritual food we partake of, all contained in a very convenient form, which we refer to as the Holy Bible. This is the written Word of God. It was recorded by many different people, but all under the inspiration of the same source, or a record of what was said by eyewitnesses to Christ's life and suffering. In John 5, verses 24 and 26, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself." This book is a source of life to us, but we have to believe it. Not like these enlightened Christians nowadays who reject this textbook in favour of scientific texts, which are a load of myths wrapped up in gobbledygook and scholarly arrogance. We are to live by the word, the very bread of life. Now, I've burned all my scriptures, so don't worry about looking all these up. I just want to underline something about this book being the Word of God. In Hosea chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the eternal that came to Hosea. And of course, Malachi, the last prophet in the Old Testament, records the burden of the word of the eternal to Israel by Malachi. And Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the revelation of Jesus Christ, not John the Divine. This was the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. I hope in due course you will have the opportunity to view this transcript when it's posted on the website. I found it extremely useful, and I don't think I ever realised just how forcefully, how important this represents God's word. And when Mr. Armstrong tells us this is how he came by the knowledge of the truths that form the basis of the doctrines in the church, which we are still trying to hold on to, it came from the Word of God. Not some seminary, not some Bible college, but the very word of Jesus Christ, the bread of life.